I'm here with the Director General of WIPO, which is the World Intellectual Property Organization, Francis Gary, who's in the country for a conference. Perhaps, Mr. Francis Gary, you could tell us what this conference was about and the intention and why it was done in Tanzania.
Yes, indeed. The conference is a ministerial conference. We have ministers from over 20 African countries here. It was opened by the president of Tanzania, and it's about innovation, science and technology, and their role in development. So, of course, we are find ourselves in the so-called knowledge economy, or in economies in which science and technology plays a much greater role. And it's a question of seeing how innovation in particular can assist in the process of economic and social development, and the role that intellectual property in particular plays in that connection.
Yes. What are some of the challenges that you feel that a country like Tanzania and some other African countries are facing in terms of intellectual property?
Well, look, I think the first is a question of priorities. Of course, there are so many priorities in many of the African countries that devoting resources, valuable resources and scarce resources to science and technology investment in research and development, for example, is always difficult when there are so many other pressing implications in priorities in health, in education, in infrastructure and so forth. So that's, I think, one of the challenges. But there's no doubt that the human capital in Tanzania and in Africa generally is extremely rich, and it's a shame to lose some of that via a brain drain to other countries. So creating the conditions for young, talented, well-educated people to stay in the country and to contribute to science and technology in African countries is very, very important.
Okay. So, what do you believe will be the contribution of WIPO to Tanzania and other African countries that have SMEs and are trying to build their economies?
Well, we have very strong relationships of cooperation with Tanzania and with all the other African countries. The role of intellectual property, I mean, intellectual property is rather difficult. It's what captures the value that's added by human beings in production or in cultural expressions. So you have intellectual property in designs, the appearance of products, the new appearance of products. You have intellectual property in function, that's patents. You have intellectual property in image, that's trademarks or branding. All of these components go to make products and services more competitive and more attractive to consumers. So building awareness of the importance of those elements in marketing goods and services, building the infrastructure for people to participate in using those, particularly SMEs, because they're not often aware, but they might come up with good names for their enterprises and or their businesses, and they might find that someone else takes that name or takes the contributions of design of their product. So protecting that is very important for the SMEs, and we help in that whole process of, if you like, getting a product and service from the mind to the marketplace. And let's not forget, this applies also to agriculture, and most of the African countries have great, diversity in agriculture and many interesting products to offer in export markets. Branding them so that consumers elsewhere are aware that these particular products are coming from these particular countries is very helpful.
Okay. So having done a day at the conference, do you feel that there has been some progress made a bit?
Yes indeed. I think, there is a general air of optimism, and I think a widespread awareness, that now is the time as growth rates become stable in many of the African countries, now is the time to turn to start investing in value addition and investing in the contribution that science and technology can make to a stronger economy and to the establishment of industrialization and manufacturing.
Okay. I think we'll have to leave it at that, but thank you very much for your contribution.
It's my great pleasure. Nice to speak to you.
Okay. That was Francis Gurry, who is the Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organization, who's in Dar es Salaam for a conference on intellectual property. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay.